Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we are going to be taking a look at Mayor Burns' vision for Carmel's future.
It's a vision that he's calling a common sense approach to city governance.
That's right. And it'll be interesting to see what the five-person city council does with these ideas that he's put forward.
Yeah, these are just suggestions at this stage.
Right.
But it is interesting how he's framing this vision around this whole concept of common sense.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit. What does common sense actually mean in the context of, you know, running a city?
Well, it seems to be about, you know, really maximizing taxpayer dollars, making sure that things are running smoothly and efficiently, cutting through some of that red tape and really focusing on practical solutions.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it sounds like strong leadership is going to be crucial here.
Oh, absolutely. You need someone who can set those clear goals and hold people accountable, you know, really drive progress forward.
Right. So where do we actually see this common sense approach in action?
Well, let's start with something that affects, I think, pretty much everyone in Carmel, the condition of our sidewalks.
Right.
They're a major safety concern, especially with, you know, all the tourists that Carmel gets. And we also have a lot of older residents.
Right.
And, you know, tree roots and just general wear and tear have created some pretty serious hazards in certain areas.
Yeah. I mean, I know from personal experience, navigating some of those sidewalks can be a real challenge. It can feel like an obstacle course at times.
Right. So to address this, Mayor Byrne has proposed a really systematic approach, which is being called the 30-60-90 plan.
Okay.
So the first 30 days,
yeah,
the focus would be on removing all of the tree stumps that are causing problems. Then within 60 days, they would move on to fixing the tree wells. And then finally, over the next 90 days and beyond, the plan is to tackle repairing three major sidewalk areas at a time until everything is up to par.
It's an interesting approach, for sure. But what about, you know, long-term maintenance? I mean, is this just going to be a temporary fix?
Yeah. Well, that's where the idea of updating the city ordinance comes in. They're actually looking at Monterey's model as inspiration, which emphasizes collaboration between the city and property owners to ensure that those sidewalks stay safe in the long run.
Sounds like they're trying to find a sustainable solution here, not just a quick patch.
Exactly. And speaking of efficiency, another area that needs some attention is customer service at City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they handle a huge volume of requests from residents, and sometimes responses can be slow due to limited staff or outdated systems.
Yeah, I think we've all experienced those frustrating wait times at one point or another.
Yeah.
It definitely makes you feel like you're not being heard.
Right. So to try and address that, Mayor Byrne has suggested a pretty innovative solution, combining the existing staff, who are very talented, with the power of artificial intelligence.
That's fascinating.
Hmm.
How would that actually work in practice?
Well, the details are still being worked out, but the idea is to use AI to streamline some of those processes, automate those routine tasks, and free up staff to focus on the more complex issues.
Got it. It sounds like it could potentially really improve response times and make the whole experience more efficient for everybody.
Exactly. And it also highlights the importance of embracing technology and adapting to the changing times, which brings us to another key aspect of the mayor's vision.
Okay.
Modernizing those outdated municipal codes.
I imagine that could be a touchy subject in a town like Carmel, which is, you know, so proud of its history and tradition.
Yeah.
What's driving the need for these updates?
Well, there are a number of factors at play here. New state housing mandates, the current insurance crisis involving fire codes, all of these things require Carmel to reassess its regulations.
So which areas are being targeted for updates?
The initial focus is on building materials, landscaping, and zoning. And it's crucial to emphasize that the goal isn't to erase Carmel's unique character.
Right.
It's about finding that balance between preserving what makes Carmel special and ensuring that it can adapt and thrive in the years to come.
It's a balancing act for sure. And it sounds like a lot of this comes down to having the right leadership in place to navigate those complexities.
Absolutely. And that leadership extends beyond just the mayor himself. It's about empowering city administrators and staff to be proactive, solution-oriented, and truly invested in the well-being of the community.
Right.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to a topic that I know is close to many residents' hearts, the police station.
Yes, this has been an ongoing issue. For almost a decade now, our police officers have been working in a facility that simply isn't up to par.
Right. It's a situation that has drawn a lot of attention, and understandably so. what is being done to address it?
Well, Mayor Byrne is taking a two-pronged approach.
Okay.
In the short term, he's advocating for immediate cost-effective improvements. Things like utilizing underutilized space, implementing some safety upgrades, and tackling those urgent maintenance needs that have been neglected for far too long.
So it sounds like he's trying to make the best of the current situation while also looking ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the long-term planning comes in. He's also called for a thorough assessment of future needs and the development of a phased plan for a new facility.
Okay.
This will help to avoid unnecessary costs and delays down the road.
It seems like a very pragmatic approach, not just reacting to the immediate crisis, but thinking strategically about the future.
Exactly. And it all circles back to that common sense philosophy. Being responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars, making informed decisions, and ensuring that our city services are operating at the highest level.
It's clear that this vision relies heavily on collaboration, not just between the mayor and the city council, but also between the city government and its residents.
Absolutely. And that's where things get really interesting. How will resident input be gathered and incorporated into these plans? What mechanisms will be put in place to ensure that the five-person city council works together effectively to make these ideas a reality? These are the questions that will determine whether this common sense approach truly delivers on its promise.
And we'll be exploring those questions in much more depth in part two of our deep dive.
And that takes us to another area where resident feedback is going to be absolutely essential.
Okay.
Road repairs.
Yeah, this is a big one. And I know it's been a source of frustration for a lot of people in Carmel.
Absolutely. And last year, a resident actually put together a really detailed plan to repair the Carpenter and Ocean entrances. It was a really collaborative effort, involved the County Public Works Director, Carmel's own maintenance supervisor.
It sounds like a really promising approach. What happened?
Well, the plan was ultimately rejected by the city council.
Okay.
Which left a lot of residents feeling unheard and frankly, disillusioned.
Yeah, I can understand why. So where do things stand now?
Well, this is where strong leadership
from
the mayor and the city council is going to be so important. You know, they need to really listen to those concerns, revisit that resident-led plan, and seriously consider its merits.
Yeah, it would be a really powerful statement about their commitment to working with the community and finding practical solutions.
Exactly. And it ties into that larger theme of, you know, responsible stewardship of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
This plan was designed to be cost effective, which is exactly the kind of thinking that needs to be prioritized.
Right. It's about being creative, yes, but also about being pragmatic and making the most of the resources that are available.
Precisely. And speaking of resources, we can't overlook the untapped potential of Carmel's residents and business owners themselves.
Right.
Many of them are, you know, eager to contribute ideas, expertise, and even funding to help improve the city.
Yeah, that sense of community ownership that can really make a difference.
Absolutely. It's about creating a culture where people feel empowered to participate in shaping the future of their town.
Now, shifting gears a bit, I want to touch on something else that affects everyone in Carmel.
Yeah.
The need for updated modern municipal codes.
Mm-hmm. This is a critical piece of the puzzle.
Right.
You know, outdated codes can create all sorts of unnecessary obstacles for residents and businesses alike.
Right. But Carmel is known for its charm, its traditional character. So how do you balance that need for progress with preserving what makes the town so special?
That's the million-dollar question. And it requires really thoughtful, collaborative decision-making. The areas that are being targeted for updates include things like building materials, landscaping, and zoning.
Okay, those are all areas where regulations can have a really significant impact on the look and feel of a town.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to approach these updates with a clear vision and a deep understanding of Carmel's unique character. The goal isn't to transform the town into something it's not. It's about making sure that it can adapt to the changing times while staying true to its roots.
Right. Finding that sweet spot between preserving the past and embracing the future.
Exactly. And that requires strong leadership, not just from the mayor, but from the entire city council and from the city administrators who are actually responsible for implementing these changes.
Right. So it's about setting clear goals, establishing clear guidelines, and ensuring that everyone is working together effectively.
And it's about being transparent and communicative with residents throughout the process. You know, keep people informed, address their concerns, and build that trust that is so essential for effective governance. And that brings us back to that heart of this common sense approach. You know, it's not just about, you know, these specific projects or policy changes. It's about a fundamental shift in mindset.
A shift towards what exactly?
Towards a more proactive, solution-oriented, collaborative way of governing. It's about recognizing the value of resident input, empowering city staff to be agents of change, and fostering a culture of accountability and efficiency at every level.
So where does that leave us? I mean, we've talked about a lot of different ideas, a lot of potential challenges and opportunities. What does this all mean for the average resident of Carmel?
Right. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer ultimately lies in how these ideas are translated into action.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a vision. It's another thing entirely to make that vision a reality.
Exactly. And that's where the role of the city council becomes absolutely critical. They need to carefully consider these proposals, weigh the potential benefits and drawbacks, and make informed decisions that really reflect the best interests of the whole community.
And it's not just about the five members of the council,
mm-hmm.
right? It's about the city staff who are responsible for actually implementing those decisions.
Absolutely. Strong leadership from those city administrators is going to be essential. You know, they need to be able to set clear goals, manage resources effectively, and inspire their teams to achieve those goals.
It's about fostering a culture of excellence within city government, a culture where everyone is committed to providing the highest level of service to the residents of Carmel.
Exactly. And that's where that common sense approach really comes full circle. You know,
okay.
It's about recognizing that we all have a stake in the success of our city, and that by working together, we can create a Carmel that is not only, you know, beautiful and charming, but also efficient, responsive, and truly dedicated to the well-being of its residents.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, I think the key takeaway here is that this is just the beginning of the conversation. You know, these are initial ideas, suggestions from the mayor. And it'll be fascinating to see how the city council and the community as a whole respond to them.
And that's where you, the listener, come in. Stay informed. Attend those city council meetings. Make your voice heard. Because the future of Carmel is being shaped right now. And it's up to all of us to ensure that it's a future we can all be proud of.